Can I get a hell yeah?
Yes, I am a pirate.
You have to go with the pirates because, of course, they have cannons and everything.
It's a pirate's life for me.
Be proud of who you are and what you are. Be a pirate.
This is a first down.
Because when you're at East Carolina, you go for it every time. When you don't coach at East Carolina, you don't come to East Carolina, you don't play at East Carolina with a weak heart. Write it.
I think I've ever been in a building as loud as that was. It was deafening in there.
Whoever them are, I can promise you that.
And it's crumple all night long in Eastern North Carolina.
You're watching The Sports Objective, the podcast for Pirates.
Yeah, 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 yeah. My heart is purple and gold. I'm a pirate down to my soul, and I don't back down not at all. Find out when the cannons explode.
All right, welcome in to the Sports Objective Extra Innings here on a Sunday night, and we're having lots of fun pregame, so we'll continue that on the show. We got to have something to laugh about. Pirates only went 1 out of 3 down in New Orleans. They've lost 3 straight series to the Green Wave. We'll talk about that. Let's bring in a man that's going to bring us lots of laughs tonight, one way or another. Kyle from LaGrange Barber, how are you, sir?
Dave, could be better in terms of Pirate baseball, but you find out before the show that even almost 40 years later, and after she's gone, Mama's always right. But anyway.
That's great. That's great, Kyle.
Anyway, guys, disappointing weekend for the Pirates, 1-2 in New Orleans.
2-2 on the week.
Yeah, 2-2 with the win over Duke. If you could have just found a way to win the day. As I said before the show, you know, when Grady went down on that, when he tried to, you know, when he should have held up at third, and he went on a ball that he should have held up on. But had he scored there, I think the game's completely different. It seemed when he didn't score and got injured, and I'm not blaming him for the loss, but we just seemed to completely lose all momentum. And I think had things went different there, injury or not, had we scored there, I think it would have been a different ball game. But, man, when we didn't get that run, third out of the inning, and he went down all at the same time, we lost all momentum and just never got it back. And it's a shame. Back's kind of against the wall now. Yeah. We really need to go 4-0 this coming week to keep chances for an at-large out there. But they're still out there. But we're gonna get some pitching back later this month. The bats are so hot and cold. We're either on or we're off. There's no in-between. But we really – NC State midweek and then – who the hell do we play this coming weekend?
Wichita State.
Who's playing good baseball? I looked up all of a sudden, Wichita and Rice, they got similar records that we do in and out of conference.
Yeah, so, same record, 7-5.
Yeah, and then around 20-some wins. So, I mean, it's, it's a big week. And the good thing about the league being better.
Helps our RPI.
Yeah, we need that. We need that right now, but we're going to have to win these games.
No doubt. Let's bring in the ladies' man, the man that I've known for almost 3 decades, Mr. Alan Vick.
It will be 3 decades in the month July. Of May, Dave, or May July. Or July. Okay, I knew it was somewhere around that time. Yeah, tough weekend for the Pirates. New Orleans has become a house of horrors for the Pirates. We have not won a series there since 2018, and it was just a tough weekend, man. And Tulane's bullpen outperformed ours for the most part over the weekend. And you know, we only won one game. So, like Kyle said, now we got to have a tremendous week and kind of get back on track.
Johnny Robertson, Mr. Stats, how are you?
Doing well. Well, I could be doing better. You know, I wasn't. You know, I didn't call for a sweep. I just said I just want to win 2 out of 3.
We had
or 3-1 for the week, and we knocked the Duke part out of the way, and then it could have went the other way, but our bats ice cold in games 1 and 3. We batted like 177 in those 2 games, and just couldn't get anything going.
Yeah,
we're not a very good road team.
Okay, Kyle, that was what I was going to bring up next. We're 5-8-1 on the road. Yeah. We got to do better because, okay, so here's the news. Last season, after 37 games, currently we're 22-14-1. Last season, we were 21-16, so we were a game and a half worse off than we are now, but we were 7-5 in the conference, just like we are now. We were winning on the road. We were 7-5 on the road. Now, you know, 5-8-1, plus we're just not scoring a lot of runs most of those games at all.
Now, the good news is, if I'm not
home last year, right?
Huh?
We talked over each other, Dave. Ask that again.
Sorry about that. I was just saying we were a much better team on the road than home, if my memory serves me correct, right, last year?
Well, we were much better on the road than we are this year. But we went better overall. No.
No, no. I'm saying as far as our home, aren't we doing better home-wise than we were last year?
Or pretty we would have to be to have the same record of being we were better on the road last year. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I guess the good news is, if I'm right on this, the majority of our conference series left are at home, aren't they, JR, Dave, whoever has to schedule?
Yeah, well, we got 3 out of 5.
There you go. That's good. And one of those road series is Memphis, right?
Yes, it is.
Correct. So that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
As long as we handle business, that's good.
But Wildfire is going to be there, so you know we're going to sweep it. We're going
to let me tell you something. Anytime Wildfire goes to Memphis, history shows all hell's going to break loose. He's going to be – he's potentially going to be under a ring with a six-pack of beer and a bucket of chicken and a bucket to poop and piss in based on history of Wildfire in Memphis, Tennessee.
That's right. That's right. Does anybody know about that Justin Butts story? I guess not.
That's what happens when you
come on our show. Where are you, Justin?
That's a famous Memphis wrestling angle involving Tommy Rich from 87 where him and Austin Otto attacked Jerry Lawler in the ring and Tommy Rich had to hide underneath the ring for the whole damn show because he was going to tag him in the main event. Anyway, nobody wants to hear about that right now.
All right. Hey, getting back to our remaining conference schedule, I mean, it sets up well for us. You know, we have Memphis on the road. You want your weaker teams on the road. We have FAU to close it out on the road. Their RPI is actually worse than Memphis now. Those are the two worst teams in our conference RPI-wise. So they're both on the road. And then we get Rice at home, who's – they're at a 54 RPI right now, and USF is 60. We get them at home, and then we got to start it off by taking care of, you know, of Wichita. And we just, even if we don't finish in first in the conference, we need to finish in the top two so we get that double bye. Because if it comes down to we have to win the conference tournament, that's going to save on arms. That's going to give us a better shot because we're playing less games. So finishing in the top two is really, really important at this point.
Yeah, not only for at-large purposes, because I think we're going to be a multi-bid league this year potentially, but you're right, for the conference tournament with the new format, finishing in the top four is paramount. Finishing in the top four is paramount. Finishing in the top two is it gives you a double advantage.
Yeah.
For top four, you get a bye. Top two, you get a double bye.
Right. No doubt. In fact, we're going to be at Memphis on October football too, October 22nd. So Justin says he's waiting for you on Bill Street.
Yeah, well, I don't think he's there yet, but Justin, you can keep waiting. I'm not planning on going to Memphis. Memphis, baby. I'm not planning on going to Memphis. Although I would actually enjoy going to Memphis, but for completely different reasons than most other people. So,
I mean, you have Bill Street. You have all the stuff there.
I'd like to go.
Graceland.
For the Graceland. Wrestling history. I'd go for the wrestling history. Yeah, the Memphis wrestling history.
Wrestling.
Yeah.
You have the Pyramid, which is now the
Bass Pro. Yeah.
I want to go there. There's a lot of stuff in Memphis to do. And obviously we want to win. So, but first we need to take care of business of NC State. And like we talked about, Wichita State. And it's pretty funny because, or not funny when I say ha-ha funny, but ironic. It seems like we have a bad week, good week, bad week, good week. So we're due for the good week.
We're very streaky, and particularly with the bats. And it's really simple. We're streaky with the bats, and because of the injuries, we don't have the pitching depth to make up for it right now. So when the bats are cold, we're screwed.
Yeah, that whole pitching thing is a bit of a puzzler as far as what we do have available. And, you know, I think it's less than people realize, to be honest with you, because – just the way that he's using the pitchers out of the bullpen. I don't get, we had a lead and, you know, we still had Ethan Rose and we still had Sean Jenkins, who had only pitched two innings yesterday. I think he threw 34 pitches, and that's all he's pitched for the entire weekend is two innings. And I was like, okay, we have the lead. Let's close him out with Sean and Ethan. And they elected to go with a freshman, and it's a big spot to put him in. And I'm not saying it was a bad decision, but it didn't work out. And that lead didn't last. And, you know, and Sean's on the bench. I'm not really sure why that's happening, why we're only getting two or three innings a week out of Sean Jenkins when he's arguably our second most effective pitcher. So I don't know what's going on. You reckon
he's deal with arm soreness? Maybe he's thinking about Wednesday, although you can't be thinking about Wednesday when you're dealing with conference play, as important as NC State is. It's, you got to handle business in conference.
I think there's something to that, Kyle. I was going to ask you guys about that very thing with him, because it has to be. I seriously doubt, knowing Cliff Godwin, he's done anything to get himself into trouble. He wouldn't be on the team if he's, you know, like he hasn't pitched bad, so there's no reason to bench him. The only thing I can think of is that very thing, Kyle, is that they're doing like a pitch count, maybe. I don't know, Johnny. I was thinking about that. Is it a pitch count?
I mean, he's definitely not benched because last night.
No, what he's saying is an arm soreness thing where he can't, where his pitch count is being kept down because of arm soreness.
I don't know. I mean, that's why I said I don't know all
and
the
we're
facts.
We're not going to know. Hey.
Nope. No, we're not.
It's all right.
And, with any injury, it normally there's no comment. And then we have to wait for the MRI to come back. And then that takes a week or longer. And then, you know, I don't expect any answers.
No, I mean, think about it. You're a coach. If I say that, I'm not going to name a pitcher because people will think that I'm not going to speculate, but just put fake name as our pitcher. He's out for 2 weeks. Well, guess what? Every coach goes, okay, I don't have to worry about that coach. I don't have to worry about that player, that pitcher anymore, because we know he's going to be at least 2 weeks before he comes back.
But how much of an advantage is that?
Honestly. I mean, only advantage on the scouting report, but beyond that, you know, knowing who the scout for his pitching, it's really not much. I mean, it's not like it's a situation where it's the starting quarterback where you'd want to play some mind games.
They have a book on all of our pitchers, every one of them. They know what he throws, count, what he's throwing, you know.
I guess it's just who to prepare for, but in baseball, because you have midweek games, there's not but so much. I don't know in terms of game planning how much is involved versus football. I don't know. I don't want to sound ignorant to that, but you know what I'm saying, JR. I think you're trying to say the same thing.
Yeah, I am.
Well, for me personally, I will say this, and maybe I'm in the minority on this. I'll throw this to you, Alan, first. I think that this is the best coaching job Cliff has done, considering the number of injuries, especially to pitching, that we had. This was the best pitching we've had in a long time, and all the injuries we had to pitching.
I think 22 was his best coaching job.
Well, we haven't been – I know, but we haven't – the season isn't over yet. I'm just saying up to this point, we could easily be way out of the race right now, and we're still in the thick of things, even after tonight.
Well, we also – you look at Linehan today. We really don't know anything about that either, and that's huge. They play it pretty close to the vest, obviously. Watching that injury, first of all, you know, it just sucks because he was playing so well. He was, you know, it was on a hustle play and he probably should have stayed where he was and he didn't. And, you know, just a bummer. So hopefully it's just, there's nothing to it and he'll be okay. But
I hope you're right, Alan. But,
it just,
you know.
It just sucks. And it's New Orleans. I'm telling you.
Yeah,
the place is haunted down there.
Somebody just said Grady will be okay. Hopefully they know. That's one of those things to me where I looked at that injury and my initial reaction is bad. Then my second reaction was it could look bad and not be as bad as it looks. We'll welcome in Stevie Fly to the show. Stevie, welcome in.
Stevie, how you doing?
Welcome to you, Kyle.
Stevie. Thank you.
What's up? How you guys?
Commissioner. Good, man. How are you?
All right. JR.
What's up, Stevie?
What's up?
Stevie, did Mallory make it home okay?
She is sitting right here beside me.
Hello, hey, Mallory. How are you doing? What's going
Mallory.
On?
Hi, Mallory.
Stop.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, you can put her on the air. You can hand her, put Mallory on the air.
Just say hey, Mallory.
The dog. We heard you, Mallory.
We
heard
barely
you.
Heard her. The dog barked.
Every time she says hey, the dog thinks somebody's coming in the house. So she's
okay. Doesn't Mallory do her own podcast? I know she's on TikTok. Does she do some podcasts?
She does a podcast. It's called Sunny Days 252 with the. The instead of an S, it's a Z.
Okay. Oh, that's
if you look up Sunny Days with the S, what is it, Matt? It's a rapper. So they had to change it to a Z.
Yeah. Sunny Days. So the S Sunny Days or the S is Sunny or the S in Days?
D A Y Z.
Okay. D A Y Z. So the Z is on the Z is in Days. Okay.
So not D-A-Z,
not Sunny Days.
Kyle. Not Sunny Days. Okay, all right. Well, I just got news from you, Stevie. I hear you've been having a lot of sunny days.
All right, Shawn Michaels.
There you go.
That was a bad rumor too. They said that never happened.
Between Sonny and Sean,
Brett.
I don't know.
Sonny and Brett.
Yeah, Sonny
and
Brett,
Sean.
Right.
Sonny and Sean. Happen. Now that was
Sonny and Brett. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If it didn't happen, he was the only one.
Yeah, the very true. Yeah. Very
I agree, Kenny.
He said,
I agree, Kenny.
A good pitching performance from Luke.
And
it was.
How about Ethan? Ethan struggled bad against Tulane, and then, boy, man, he got himself together because that's what I love about Ethan. Exactly. Everybody, you know, they all call him Bulldog. And he's earned that because it's more than his physical ability. It's his mental ability. And he ended up with a terrible line due to bad luck, not due to bad pitching. Man.
Boy, and he didn't want to come out of that game. I know they made a big deal out of it. But I got a new nickname for him besides Bulldog. I'm going to steal another wrestling name. He is now the Wild-Eyed Southern Boy. Because, I mean, I'm telling you what. You go back.
I saw it, Kyle.
But Stevie, I don't think you've seen that. If somebody's got a screenshot of it, send it to me. You go back and look at that. And we've talked a lot of wrestling tonight out of context, but he looked like a pissed off 1980s baby face in that very moment.
If I would have seen that look, I would have left him in.
He was fired up, man. We should have left him. He was fired up. He was ready to go. He was not going to.
That's when you, like you said, JR said, you leave him in that game. If he's that pumped up about that, you leave him in that game. I would have left him in. As a coach, I would have left. Well, I'm not a baseball coach, but I would have left him in.
And then they bring in Weber, and not to pile on him, but they bring him in and he gives up a baseball.
Good observation, John.
John White says, former pitcher for Gary Overton. One of the best teams in 1990. He said, if Sean Jenkins had any soreness of any type, he would not pitch during the week. He has too much talent to mess with making an injury worse. He is a possible future first rounder.
It's puzzling.
Him for midweek games because we have big midweek games. Like, did he throw against Duke? I don't remember.
No, we got to win conference games, and he pitched two innings this weekend.
But he did throw against Duke.
Two innings. No. I don't think that's it. And if it is, it shouldn't be. But I wanted to say about Grady Linehan, though, coming home. That was the play. I mean, he hit. Colby was upset with himself, I think, by looking at his facial expression.
Yeah.
He hit that ball right to the shortstop, and he hit it very hard. Ball got to the shortstop so fast that.
Yeah.
He had an easy throw home. I mean, if that ball had taken a hop or was hit a little less, barrel on it, he would have probably been safe. But he was going on that regardless, and it sucks.
There was a time Tulane just looked like, you know, the greatest group of gold glovers in American, you know, Major League Baseball history, at times with their fielding performances. And
the dang shift,
highly motivated, huh?
The dang shift. They kept,
yeah,
they figured out where everybody, especially yeah. Grady, the first couple of games. I mean, they just knew and they were there. One time we beat the shift.
They really, really have a pardon the term, but they really have a hard on for beating us. They
yeah, they do.
They have made this game very important every year, and I don't know. We, you know, Tulane's got a lot of baseball tradition. We need to match that intensity and make this thing a rivalry.
Well, you talk about Tulane. I mean, this was the series that was going to determine for them which way their season was going to go, I think. I mean, if they'd lost mm-hmm. 2 out of 3 or whatever, I mean, they're below 500, you know, yeah. and things aren't looking good. And now winning 2 out of 3, you know, they've got the momentum, and we're the team that's going to have to pick it up and have a great week now.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, and it's important, and you can get all the momentum back by beating the Wolf Crap on, is it Tuesday or Wednesday, guys?
Tuesday.
You beat the crap out of the Wolf Crap on Tuesday and get rolling into the weekend as the Wichita linemen come to town and see if we can take care of business. 4-0 week, I mean, after – it's so frustrating because I feel like we're the much better baseball team than Tulane. I mean, it's – yeah, they won 2 out of 3. They won them fair and square, and they won convincingly today by 3 runs. But again, that's just
yeah.
We're so hot and cold at the bat, and pitching is limited, and you know, it's frustrating to you see the potential on this team, and it just you know, how close are we, guys? I heard Igo, you know, said we were going to get God help me out, JR.
What
our Saturday starter.
Oh, Van Kempen? Gavin Van Kempen?
I guess, you know, about a week or so back, he fitted, you know, Van Kempen back by mid to late April. Well, we're coming up on mid-April. Yeah. So maybe we get him back this coming weekend. Maybe. I'm speculating based on week or two old information, but that'd be nice.
My prediction.
Yeah. Look, it'll probably be late April, not
you're hearing late April now, Stevie?
I'm not hearing anything. I'm just saying, it would, you know, with us being looking forward to it so much, it'll probably be late April now.
Yeah. Well, that step series, which that will be a great series for him to come back on. Let's see. Yeah, in fact, Kenny, you're exactly right. We have to have 3-1 weeks, like the every one of them.
Yeah, I know we do, and I'd love a 4-0 week this week. I'd you got to make up a ground in conference play.